quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday, and I am again here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. And Jim, we were talking about all sorts of things. Got about 9 minutes left in this edition of In Focus. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. We talked about some higher enrollment for MATC in the earlier segment, but you also want to talk about some grants.
Right. We got some good opportunities going on thanks to some grants. We just finished year one of a Title III grant we have from the U.S. Department of Education, and that allowed us to renovate our library learning resource center into a modern teaching learning center. The students like it. Teachers like it. We've added in some equipment that's enabling our faculty, all of our teachers, to start learning some techniques and doing some things. A lot of it is to capture more of their content onto video, put us more online, supplemental instruction, different things. And that really reinforces where the student can learn some of those concepts whenever they want to by rewatching the video, rehearing the lecture. So that's been a huge program. We have 4 more years with that grant to keep doing some good things with our programs. A lot of it will enhance our ability to put components of our programs online, a lot of the lectures, so we can have the students spend more time in labs.
And you said it's Title III.
It's called a Title III grant under the U.S. Department of Education. AT&T Kansas has worked with us and is gracing us with some funds to purchase some building automation system trainers, which gets me excited. A lot of people go, huh? But when you look, almost any housing that starts anymore, or especially businesses, things like NBEF, you run those buildings off an automation system that monitors your heating, your cooling, security, network communications, etc. And so with the help of AT&T Kansas, we're going to get some training devices about building automation systems, and that will benefit 4 or 5 of our programs in different ways, learning those applications. And that's a big step forward because, again, that technology is becoming normal in whether it's a house, an apartment, or a business.
It crosses so many industries, yep. Too. It's not, yep, just...
Our building trades needs it. HVAC will, yep, use it. Drafting and design will use it, and so on. And then through the state regions, we're getting $77,000, and we're going to acquire a robotic welder for our welding program. Our welding teachers are pretty excited about that, so am I. What I know about welding, you can put in a thimble, but again, the industry, you look at like Landall up at Maryville, Florence Manufacturing, others, the ability to help have our students start learning to use that technology and apply it in terms of how do you program a robot welder to do the welds you need. It's just another example. Again, we're not VOTEC. We're a public accredited college, technical education. And what a lot of people don't realize is I need those kids with good math, science, and tech skills, because almost every program anymore, what's the data tell you? The data is going to tell you what probably needs to get fixed, and then you fix it. And that's a switch from just grab a wrench and change a part. No, you're going to hook up a computer first and probably figure out what's going on and then address the issue. So it's a whole change in getting across to people. I need those good math kids, those good science kids, those kids that like hands-on. I think that's why the high school students have been so responsive. In most of our programs on the tech side, it's hands-on from day one. It's not just sitting in a classroom listening to a lecture. So that's pretty good.
Jim, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Now, many of what you're talking about is people going into jobs. But there are also people going into starting their own small businesses. And one of the things that I see a shortage of is people that just general fix-it-up type people. You know, small engines, mm-hmm, mowers, tillers, whatever it is. They've become almost to the point where it's just like, oh, you buy it, use it for a few years, and you throw it away.
Right.
I have a buddy of mine that he and I were talking last night. He's got... one of those things, you know, like you walk on to get exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Treadmill, I believe.
Treadmill.
Is what it's called. Yeah, I'll be hitting that in a couple hours.
This is all a different language to me.
it's a foreign device.
He's got it. Yeah, exactly. He's got a treadmill, but he doesn't know any, and it needs work, but he doesn't know anybody that can fix it. And there seems like a vacuum on, right, those types of repairs. You know, you don't repair stereos anymore. There's a shortage of electronic repair.
Mm-hmm.
Places in this area, big shortage of those.
Yeah. And we've talked about, you know, are there ways to approach some of those? Those things don't fit current academic and funding structures. Although the funding doesn't worry me as much because in the state of Kansas, actually funding through for higher ed is kind of a misnomer. That's a whole different discussion we can get into. Some of the things we've done, for instance, our automotive tech teachers held a session recently down at the city library one evening, or several different evenings, but it was to help ladies understand basic engine performance and engine maintenance, routine maintenance. And if this light comes on, this gauge says this, what does it mean? You know, we're looking at some of those things, and we're always open to those opportunities if different groups want to do that. But that was a great example of a partnership we've done with the city library. One of the things I'm hoping to get fortunate to do, and we've got some businesses looking at us, it's a matter of some resources. There's a program called Mechatronics, and it's kind of a geeky playground, but you learn about pneumatics, hydraulics, some welding, some basic machining. Because again, what you're talking about, oftentimes you need that handyman approach, but the technology's changed. Part of it is understanding how do you look at the computer within that treadmill that may tell you what's not performing right. And that those are all different skills that we need, but they're, again, the traditional higher education academic structure doesn't support a way to do that. We can look at it through terms of continuing ed and community service, and hopefully we can do some of that.
Do you feel like it's changing that system a little bit?
No. We have some opportunities with it because we are coordinated by the state regions, not governed. So again, if we can at least find a revenue stream to keep us neutral, not lose money, we can do just about anything we want to do. I don't have to have the region's approval unless I want consideration for state funding. Well, okay. So we have more flexibility than a lot of places do. But again, I have to make sure that we're at least meeting our costs, hopefully make just a little bit of a profit.
All right. And I guess just got about a minute and a half. Anybody who's interested in MATC, where do they go?
Well, go online. They can go online, check our website at manhattantech.edu. They could call out, talk to admissions, make an appointment for a visit. Spring semester classes start in January. The schedule will be coming out soon. In December, we'll have commencement for some of our programs in nursing and electric power and distribution. Next fall, it's not too early to start thinking about next fall and the programs you want to get into, like nursing or other things. All of our programs are doing well. What a lot of people don't realize is, like in nursing and dental hygiene, those are some of the toughest academic programs there are, so start early.
There you go. Jim Jeanette with Manhattan Area Technical College, thank you so much for coming on, as always. Dave, it's all yours.
All right, Brady, thank you much. You too, Jim. And tomorrow, from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, President Lyle Butler will be joining us here for the program. Always interesting to get information from him pertaining to how our local economy is doing. New businesses that are opening, expanding, moving, whatever the case may be. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh has guest host Mark Stein today, Dan Patrick. And it's Wildcat Wednesday, live from Hy-Vee with John Kurtz and Tyler Driving. Go say hi.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Judges in Hawaii and Maryland have